All right, back to the program. We start hour number three. I am in Southern California. I am live. I am Jim Rome. It's great to have you here. All right, coming off the beef segment, also 2 hours of NBA, essentially. Let me start you off. Telephone number is toll-free. This phone number is good in the United States. This phone number is good in Canada. 1-800-636-8686. You know, social media is a big part of the program. You can tweet me at Jim Rome, and even we are old school with it. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, new hour, new topic. We are joined right now by the driver of the number one Chevy Camaro for Trackhouse Racing. He is currently the Cup Series points leader with 6 top 10s, 5 top 5 finishes in 13 races. This Sunday, NASCAR is at the North Wilkesboro Speedway for the NASCAR All-Star Open. That is 5:30 Eastern time. Ross Chastain is my guest. Ross, it's great to have you on the show. Ross, how are you?
Mr. Rome, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. It's great to have you on. So let me ask you, Ross, it's been a wild ride so far this year. You're the overall points leader, but there's been no shortage of drama. How do you feel about the way you're running? And then how would you describe what the season has been like for you personally?
Yeah, it's NASCAR is a crazy sport. Look, man, we start middle of February, and we race every week except for one through November. So Valentine's Day to almost to Thanksgiving, we are racing every weekend. It's a week-to-week sport and something that I've dedicated my career and my life to since I was definitely since I was 18 years old and started and fell in love with the sport at 12 years old. So to hear that introduction as the Cup Series points leader several races into the year is it's an amazing feeling. It's a lot of testament to hard work and a long time coming. I didn't just come into the sport and get here right away. So it took me a bit of a long runway. And this year, man, is wild. NASCAR, we're in our second year of our new car, our next gen car, we call it. And as it's evolved, we've continued to evolve with it with Trackhouse. Only a third year of the team's existence and my second year with them. So parking first in the garage is is an awesome feeling and something we don't take lightly.
Ross Chastain joining us. You know, I can appreciate that. I'm going to ask you about that new car as well. You know, when we talk about what's gone on, and yeah, I mean, it's a testament to hard work. It's a testament to talent. And it's a testament to the way you run and your style. It's an example. You had a good look at winning your first race Sunday at Darlington, but you came together with Kyle Larson off a restart with 6 laps to go. And I'm saying this like those who know what happened. But ultimately, you finished in 29th place. For those who don't know, can you take us through exactly what happened at the end of that race?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables, and Kyle and I are good friends, and we train together, prepare together. We drive for separate teams with him at Hendrick Motorsports and me at Trackhouse. And Hendrick is one of the legacy teams of the sport, and we're new, but we prepare together, and we are partners in this. So, yeah, it came down to the end, and I overstepped my car's grip level. Look, I got 3 pedals with a gas brake and a clutch and a steering wheel, and ultimately I used too much gas and went too fast and slid up and ended up turning myself into the wall and taking Kyle with me, ultimately getting the worst end of it. So it's tough with a win on the line at Darlington, by far my favorite racetrack and one that we've had good speed at since I got to with my team. So my crew chief and pit crew and engineers and mechanics, most of us have been together for, this is now our third year. We were at Chip Ganassi Racing before, and then Trackhouse acquired CGR, and we came over with them. So to do it with my group is really what makes it even more special. And this number one team, we've been together now for 3 years. By far the longest I've ever worked with a group. I've bounced around the sport a lot, and it's been quite a journey to get here. So to be able to stay with this group, transition to the new car with a new team last year and now build on it, we're able to go race. But ultimately at Darlington, man, I overstepped it, and I get to live with that.
All right, so I appreciate that. So you own that. So you found a group that gets you, embraces you. Ross, you did mention, though, that after Darlington, there were some tough conversations with Trackhouse Racing founder Justin Marks. What was his message to you?
I've raced against Justin and we've known each other really my entire NASCAR career. My very first truck race, to go back a little bit, was stepping into a truck he was getting out of. He had ran the first half of the season, and then I stepped in and ran a handful of races, and a couple other drivers did as well. But I bought some seats from him, and I remember the first time I met Aaron, his wife, I knocked on her front door, rang her doorbell, and to pay Justin for the seats, and he was gone training. I didn't even know what training was to be a NASCAR driver, and I paid Aaron, and that's where I met her, and I already knew Justin. So to come full circle now, we have a great relationship, and so we're able to have those tough conversations whenever we need to. We're big boys and girls. This is big time auto racing, and I'll keep some of the conversation inside the walls of track house, and we're on the same page though, and we want the same things. And so he's our leader, he's our owner, together with Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide. It's quite the dynamic duo there, and together we'll get better, and they'll keep molding me. Look, I'm 30 years old. I have a lot to learn. This is my third year of being in a competitive car in the Cup Series, and the new car really has been a spark for us, and something we've really enjoyed racing, and been able to have good speed and quality cars. Because now with the car, we all have the same parts and pieces across the entire series. So Justin was able to lay some things out for me, and some plans and some procedures, and I'll be better for it.
Ross Chastain joining us. Listen, I can respect it. What you want to say is, hey, what was said between those walls is between us. It's our team, and you want to keep that private. I totally understand that. Let me ask you this, Ross. Like, the way you run and your style and how aggressive you are, you're not where you are if you're not that aggressive. You're not where you are unless you're pushing the limit. That's why you are where you are in part. I'm curious, did Justin in any way look for you to adjust that style or dial it back in any way? Is that a part of the equation?
Well, I think it's human nature to always want to evolve and be better and learn from our past. And if I don't learn from Darlington last Sunday, then I'm doing myself a disservice, and I'm not going to be the best race car driver I can be. I have ran 450 some odd starts in the top three series. I've been racing since I was 12 years old, and I can remember a lot of those, and I take lessons learned from the past to be better the next time, be better for our all-star race this weekend at North Wilkesboro Speedway, a track we haven't raced at since 1996. I don't even remember them racing there. I was born in 92, so I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to continue to get better, and the day that I stop trying to be better, the day I think I've ran the perfect race lap will probably be the start date of me deciding that I'm done racing at this level. And I don't believe that I've ever ran the perfect lap on a racetrack. And, until I achieve that, I won't be satisfied, and I don't know that I ever will, but I recognize that. So, there's just a lot to learn and a lot to continue to evolve. So, Justin, he has a unique way of leadership, really different than any other team owner I've ever had. He's younger than almost all of the previous team owners I've worked with, and has an incredible way of motivating that goes along with Pitbull's way of motivating at his concerts on his tour, where I'm ready to run through a brick wall when I get done talking to either one of them.
It's a really interesting team in that regard, and it's paying off. You are the points leader. Let me ask you this, and to the point that you're making, like, hey, I'm 30, I'm evolving, I'm changing, I'm getting better. Believe me, I know the way I was when I was 30, which was a hell of a long time ago. I was a very different talk show host and a very different person. I know exactly what you're talking about. You mentioned Rick Hendrick. Let me ask you this. For those who do not understand the sport, there's certain things that go on the track, right? Hendrick said this about you, quote, he's going to make a lot of enemies. It's hard to win a championship when you've got a lot of paybacks out there, end of quote. I know you saw that. Ross, what is your reaction to the statement that he made? Is there something to that? Are you concerned about that?
For sure. I mean, look, when Mr. Hendrick talks, we all listen, and he has earned that, and he has built an incredible race team that I'm proud to be a small partner of with Trackhouse. And in talking with Mr. Hendrick this week personally, we had some good conversation, and he had a lot of advice for me. I wish I have talked to him in the past, but I wish I would have had more conversations with him, because he he's just got so much knowledge of doing this and molding drivers. He's worked with some of the greatest all-time in our sport. He's raced against even more of the all-time greats. And so that lineage and that history of this is not his first rodeo with somebody that's made the mistake that I made on Sunday. And so, there's a lot that I took from that conversation, and I will lean on him more as the timing is right. I'm not gonna bug him by any means, but I took a lot from it, and he was very kind and really, really good to talk to. So it's humbling in a way, and I do hear what he says, and I listen to it.
So let me ask you this before you go. You, like you mentioned, some of the all-time greats in the sport, and your sport is no different than any other sport in that sports thrive with rivalries. Every sport needs great rivalries. I saw something in the press the other day that I thought was really, really interesting. The quote was, "Is Ross Chastain v. Kyle Larson this generation's Dale Earnhardt v. Jeff Gordon?" I mean, dude, that is some really... It says, "It's not that far-fetched." That was part of the headline. That is some really, really heady stuff. What do you make of that? Is there something to that?
I'm not sure. I'm a race car driver, Jim, that I get paid to drive in circles. So all the other stuff, all the nicknames, the Melon Man, our Melon Man brand, Track House, everything, all the names come from other people, and then it's up to us to go do what we love, and the fact that we get to do it is absolutely incredible. So I'm not here to self-assign myself a nickname or anybody else. I'm not here to really emulate anybody in any certain way other than I want to go faster than all of my competitors. And doing that in the best way I can will continue to change. And I don't play a part. I don't try to be like anybody of the past. And I just try to be the best version of myself. And that's what I'm working on right now. And I will continue to learn. I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect. But the names, the nicknames, the mantras, the merch, that's all. I have some input on what we do, but I'm not looking out to I wish I could have met Mr. Earnhardt Sr. I know his son, Dale Jr., well, raced with him last night in a late model stock race up in North Wilkesboro and had a blast in a local race up there. And, in this progression of my career, there's been ups and downs, and this is one of them. And not looking to be like anybody else, just looking to be the best version of Ross Chastain, the watermelon farmer turned race car driver that I can be.
You bet, man. I see you working. I like that. I appreciate that. That's all any of us can hope to be. He's the driver of the number one Chevy Camaro for Trackhouse Racing. I mentioned having a big year, 6 top 10s. Five top fives, and the points leader overall. And this Sunday, NASCAR is at the North Wilkesboro Speedway. It is the NASCAR All-Star Open at 5:30 Eastern Time. Ross, good job. That was a good extended conversation. I appreciate you. Have a great week, and I'll be tracking that the rest of the year. Really nice to have you on, Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Rome. We'll talk later.
You got it. We'll talk later. Ross Chastain. Mr. Roaming me, no less.